got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Is everything working now? The sounds on both audio and everything?
We're locked in.
Okay. Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the show. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Thank you all for being with me. I absolutely appreciate it. I hope you had a good weekend. I hope you had a good weekend. They go by fast, at least to me. I was talking to my producer. He said his went by pretty fast as well. Derek did. What a mess! You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373, 888-77-JESSE. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show, JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And you're busy. Some people are busy, and they're not able to sit and just watch the show live. So they podcast. Nothing wrong with that. They podcast. But the good news is you don't have to not hear the show live. You could be listening to the show as it is happening, no matter what you're doing and where you are in this whole wide world. To the flat earth and this whole flat world. And to the round earth and this whole round world. You could be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad, no matter what you're doing. By calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. All right. Amazing, huh? And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. our Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. And there is a line open if someone want to jump in there at 888-7753-773. All right. Yesterday, fellowship. Some of you don't know, we have fellowship right here in L.A. Right here in L.A. So welcome, all who want to come. The fellowship yesterday was amazing. It only proved that if you want to overcome, you can. If you want to be free, you can. If you want perfect peace on this earth while you're living, you can. It's really up to you. Most people don't want it. That's just a fact. And that's fine. That's fine. That's fine. It's fine with God. It's fine with Jesus, His Son, God's Son. It's fine with the teacher, the Holy Spirit. It's fine with me. It's fine with the anchor baby and everybody, all my staff, if you don't want it. Really. No sweat off any of our backs. And we still could be friends. You don't have to want peace on earth. You can love your misery. You can live in it. And it's up to you. Really, you just live that way. But for those who want to be free, you can be free and have a fun life. A free life is an amazing life. I was thinking yesterday and this morning, reflecting. I realized that most human beings, not all, but most, they are not living their own life. As an individual, just think about that. You could waste a lifetime not living your own life, living your life. You're trying to live someone else's life. You're trying to be like someone else. You're stealing other people's lives. You're trying to appease and get along. It's amazing to me the few people who are truly just living their life. And you can't do that and have it. You have no idea what life is like until you live your life. But I also realize in nowadays society, over the last 50, 60 years or so, give or take, that you were never taught to live your life growing up. You were not prepared in a physical way, practical way of taking care of yourself when you become 18 and older. You were not taught as a kid responsibility. Clean the house, your room, wash your dishes when you finish, or cut the grass, take the trash out. And then as you got older, a little more responsibility and more responsibility from your parents, by your parents, you were not taught that. They did not prepare you in a practical sense that when you grow up to be 18 and older, you're out on your own. They didn't prepare you for that. Isn't that amazing? And I can honestly tell you, and sometimes I think about people in my class that I went to high school with or people that I'm my age that I've met over the years. I can honestly tell you, I don't know. There may be someone. I'm not in contact with everyone that I graduated high school with and grew up around. But I don't know of anyone in my class that I went to high school with that were not prepared in a practical way to live their lives, so that when they turned 18, they would be able to go out and then have something to start with and grow with that in a practical life, in a job, in a business, and all that. We were taught that. It's weird that it is not being taught now. I just never imagined that one day parents will have children, boys and girls, and not prepare them in a practical way to live their lives so when they go out, they can just take care of themselves. No matter how difficult it gets, no matter what situation comes along, they just take care of themselves. And they grow in taking care of themselves. I just never thought. The number of people I run into today that cannot take care of themselves, and especially men, is mind-blowing. It's mind-blowing to me. And so I realized, as I reflected, that because you were not taught in a practical way of how to take care of yourself when you turn 18, move out, because they've been teaching you by example and, you know, doing it and everything. Growing up, you have not been taught spiritual ways as well. You have not been taught to go from the practical way to the spiritual way and have both operating on your behalf. And so as a result of that, you're struggling in life. And if someone tried to tell you, unless you're ready to hear it and overcome, you don't want to hear it. You don't want to hear it. Your excuses work better for you. So you think. You can live, and I'm telling you this not because someone said it. You can live your life. You will create your life, right? You were created to live your life, not somebody else's life, not somebody else's ideas, not somebody else's plans, whether it's the preacher or the teacher or the politician or the president or the richest man or woman in the world, or the most popular man or woman in the world, famous, so-called famous person, you can't live their life. You were taught, created to live your life, but you're undeveloped because your parents did not teach you anything. And so you don't know how to transfer from one to another and make the one a whole. You don't know how to do it. And it's sad. It's pretty sad. But I understand it. You still have a chance, though. All you have to do is wake up and take control of your life. You're living everybody else's ideas of life. And they are not working. Look how miserable you are. Well, anyway, you are miserable. You're not happy. I don't care what you say. You ain't happy. And I forgot that it's Monday. And as a result, well, I didn't forget it was Monday, but I forgot that every Monday we take all calls, but the female calls are first on Mondays. And through the week, we take all females too, but I forgot that every Monday is Female Monday. All my life I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
That's for sure. I just want you to smoke on this, all people, that you is spending and can spend a whole lifetime never living your life, never knowing what your life was all about, what you were created, your purpose. Isn't that amazing? Just think about that. I want you to really think about that. Excuse me. You can spend a whole lifetime not living your life and not knowing that you're not living your life. Even though it's a struggle, you still think you're living your life. Each individual have been given a life to live, but you don't know what that is. And if someone trying to tell you where to look for it, really look for it, that too might work. If you notice, you haven't found it in fame or fortune. You haven't found it in popularity. You haven't found it in wherever you might live or might not live. You haven't found it in government taking care of you. You haven't found your life in blaming others, calling them racist and names, and trying to get revenge and jealousy and envy and strife. You haven't found your life there. You haven't found it on top of the mountain or on the bottom of the mountain. You haven't found it in your jobs. You haven't found your life. What a sad way to live when you really can find it if you look. There is another world. There is another reality. And you won't look in that world. You're just looking in a shallow world for shallow things. And you're not happy. Even when you read the Bible, you quote the scriptures, you pray to God, Lord, please help me. You pray to Jesus, Jesus, come by here. You worship the Lord. You go to church, and you still haven't found it. You're still miserable. But anyway, according to a 2023 Harris poll for Bloomberg, about 45% of people ages 18 to 29 lived at home with their family in 2023. 45% ages 18 to 29. All of those people are miserable people. They are not happy. You could bank on that. And their father and mother don't love them. Their parents don't love them. If their parents had loved them, they would have prepared them to leave home at 18, no later than 19. They would have prepared them growing up. They would have insisted that their children grow up and be responsible, because they have to go out at some point, or should go out at some point, and live their lives. But the parents didn't care. They have no love. The one thing you can bank on, you can bank on this and never have to work again in your whole life if you bank on it. Mothers and fathers, and especially mothers, do not love their children. It's a lie when you hear a mother cry and say how much she loves her children. She's lying when she's at a school board meeting pretending to be upset about transgenders. She's lying when she's at a school board meeting pretending that she's upset because the kids are being taught everything but reading, writing, and arithmetic. The mother's lying. It's all fake tears. It's all to get an action. It's all for a thrill and to be seen. And the proof is in the pudding. The proof is in the pudding. What they do the very next morning, they send those children off to that same school, and they go out and pretend to be the man of the house, to be equal to a man. They go to work. They drop the little baby off at the daycare center. And yet they cry when something happened and pretend they were a good mother. No, you're not. Mothers are no good today. Zero good. Zero. They don't put anyone or anything first but themselves, their ego. And the kids suffer because they have not been prepared like they did in the good old days. They did it in the good old days. They prepared. And when you turn 18, you're out on your own. Your mother said, oh, go to college. I'll take care of you. Go to college. Anything to control you for personal interest, to feel good about feeling bad. Anyway, what a sad way to live, right? I want you to know, if you have not attended our fellowships on Sunday and our women's forum on the third Thursday of the month, and men's forum every first Thursday, you're missing out on life. You really are. We have fun in those meetings, but we also grow from them. I see the growth in some of the guys and the ladies, really, the men and women. You can grow. You can overcome. So last week, biblical question, do you suffer the consequences of your actions? Do you suffer the consequences of your action? Yesterday, we dealt with that. Some people said yes. Some people said no. Some people said, I don't know. You heard everything. But I want you to know, and don't believe it just because I said it. All right? There is no such thing. It's another illusion as suffering the consequences of your action. It doesn't exist. You cannot suffer the consequences of your action. How can you suffer the consequences of your actions when there's no you, first of all, and when you have never done anything to suffer the consequences? You have never done wrong. Think about that. Yes, you say to yourself out loud and sometime in the teary eyes of your room, I've done wrong and I'm suffering the consequences. And yes, people, human beings, because human beings are evil, their nature is evil, they'll try to make you suffer. They'll try to punish you. But you ain't not suffering the consequences of any actions at all, because you are not committing the actions at all. Yes, it looks like it happened to you. It's happened to your body. You're not your body. It's happening in your mind. You're not your mind. It's happening in your emotions. You're not your emotions. You have identified with all that evil, nasty, spiritual, dark spirits, things. But it's not you. And you suffer and you cry for nothing. And you suffer and you cry for no reason. The worst thing that you can do to yourself, There are many worse things, but the top worst one. And that's up there with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 ones. Is to have guilt. Is to blame yourself. That is a game that evil has played on you that is mind-blowing. And some of you believe it because I said it, but you don't see it yet for yourself. And the knowledge is good in that you hear the knowledge, you let the knowledge fly away, and wisdom comes to those who want to see it. I was telling Hake over the weekend here, I was like, hey, it's interesting how wisdom is hidden from those who do not want it. It's like, it's really hidden. I'm like, what the? And wisdom only is given to those who invite it to come in, who open up themselves to the opportunity of wisdom. And it's weird. It's just, I'm using the word weird because I don't know what else to say. And it will come, and it will open up your life, and it will give you a life. But it's not going to come uninvited. It's not like evil. Evil come uninvited. Wisdom will only enter into you if invited, if you open up to it. Isn't that amazing? And it's amazing. Wisdom is understanding, clarity. So, oh, I just want to mention this real fast. So I saw this movie over the weekend. I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before. A Halloween movie. I guess it's maybe the last of that movie, the Halloween movie with the guy in the mask, Jason. Is it called Jason? The guy in the mask that go around killing people?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. And it was so interesting. I never heard this in that movie before, nor had I seen it until this weekend. Yeah, it is Michael or Jason. What are those names for it?
Jason Voorhees.
That's the name of the movie?
The one with the mask and the like machete, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And he ran around killing everybody?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll throw up a picture while you talk.
And near the end of the movie, the guy with the mask, Jason or whatever his name is, where is it? Whatever his name is, right? In the mask, in Halloween. And then some of the people had gotten older who had already experienced their horrible experience with Jason during the childhood, and they are older. But long story short, we have a picture of it. No. Oh, there you go, Jason. Is it Jason?
Yeah, Jason.
Jason. In Halloween. But the one thing that, oh, there he is. Ooh. Well, this is Halloween, right? But the one thing that was said in the movie by one of the actors, she said that anger is evil. And speaking about Jason, right? Because the whole town, the little town that Jason lived in, had turned on each other. They all trying to kill Jason. So they turned on each other, calling each other Jason, and they start killing each other. Because everybody looked like Jason all of a sudden. I'll finish that story, then your phone calls, add some news item when I come back. And I got the brand new biblical question. And I'm going to tell you the women's forum is this Thursday. And I'm going to tell you this. And I am telling you. Back in a moment.
Hey,
Hey, listen, before I ask my question, I want to thank you so much. The silent prayer, you know, I'm 50 years old. At home, we have a 16-year-old, 14-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And I got to tell you, introducing the silent prayer to my family, instead of just sitting down and saying the same old prayer over and over again before we eat our meal, to just be silent, bringing all thoughts into captivity. Brother, that has been such a huge, huge blessing in our lives. I just want to encourage anyone to try that out. It's amazing to look around after we've done our silent prayer before we eat, to see the excitement in my kids' faces, like, oh yeah, Dad, I had a bunch today. Or the other one will be like, yeah, you know, I had a couple things that I've been thinking about. It really takes root, Jesse. And so I want to thank you so much. And ever since then, it's been absolutely amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Turner. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You're going to know God and His love. It's going to be amazing. Female Monday. Welcome back. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. The Women's Forum is this Thursday. This is the third Thursday of the month, believe it or not. So it's this Thursday at 7 p.m. for ladies only. And then today at 2 p.m., on YouTube and punchy.tv, PUNCHIE.TV. Brand new episode hosted by the experts of punchy.tv. I think that's the way to say it. So catch the episode, a new episode tonight at 7 p.m. on YouTube and punchy.tv, PUNCHIE.TV. Huh?
You said 7.
2 p.m. 2 p.m. 2 p.m. Not 7, I'm sorry. 2 p.m. Here's the promo for it. We don't have a promo? Oh, okay. Joy just told me why. All right. 2 p.m. on our own network, punchy.TV. There's no promo for it, but check it out tonight, all right? Let me just tell you the I want to tell you that the brand new biblical question. I didn't tell you the brand new biblical question. Brand new biblical question. Why do you think of other people? Why do you think of other people? Why do you do that? Isn't that like an amazing question? Who's going to ask you, well, why do you think of other people? Amazing question. Let me just say, the Halloween movie was Michael, not Jason. I guess they have different ones. And so I'm told it was Michael. And there go Michael. Yeah, it was Michael. That's that mask. Now, Jason has on a different mask. So this old woman who had grown up under the fear of Jason, I mean, Michael, all her life, she was talking to an old guy who had likewise grown up under the fear of Michael as well. So she's sitting there in the window, and the whole neighborhood turned on one another. They were killing each other. Matter of fact, one man, they chased all the way into an office building or something like that. And the guy ended up jumping out the window because they thought he was Michael and he killed himself. And the lady said, which is so true and nothing but the truth. She said the one thing that Michael has succeeded at is putting fear into the people. He's caused them to become afraid. And she said something like, fear is anger, and anger turns human beings against one another. I want you to think about that. Anger turns human beings against one another. Smoke on that. Anger turns human beings against each other. And anger brings fear. Just in your own life, how many times have you turned against a family member, a husband, or a wife, or coworker, friend, whomever, against a politician or whomever, because you became angry? Anger is evil, folks. Y'all don't know the depths of anger, how evil it is. It's not a very nice thing at all. There's nothing nice about it. And it turned the people against one another, and they had fear of Michael, and they end up killing one. They didn't even trust each other at all. And they finally realized that Michael had an evil spirit in him. Michael had and they would say, you can't kill Michael. You can't kill him because he is a dark, evil spirit, a spirit of anger. It was so profound. I've never heard that in a movie before, in that movie before. If they said it, well, maybe I had not seen that particular one. Have you seen that, Hank? You have it? Hank, haven't seen it. Have you seen the Anchor Baby?
Anchor Never.
Baby. It's so deep.
It's like a classic horror movie, too.
It is.
Making me want to watch it.
Watch the one with Michael, where the younger people got old. And then the younger people of that day is still afraid of Michael. And they turn on each other. The whole town, family members turn on each other. Co-workers turn on the police department turn on each other. Because they didn't know exactly who Michael was. And so they all had fear of each other. And they turned on each other. A mob. They built a mob. It was so deep. But anyway, I said all that to say whatever I said. As Kamala Harris would say, I said all that to say whatever I said, but whenever I said what I said, because saying always bring another saying, and then when we all say, because we all say. One last quick thing, and then I get to your calls. It is Female Monday. You've heard me say, and I still stand by it, women were not created to lead. It's not in their nature. They were created to follow. It is the order of the creator. Not you can't blame me. I'm just telling you how it works. And every time you listen to the woman, you will suffer. You will suffer. Ain't no way around it. Whether it's your mama or your mama's mama or your mama's mama mama or your wife or your girlfriend or your employees or whatever. You're going to suffer. Ain't no way around it. We have a female mayor of L.A. As though we needed more problems, right? It's amazing that the people voted for this woman. And they did it because she was black and female, not because she was qualified. You can bank on that. I've debated this woman, by the way. And they did it because she's a DEI. Is it DEI day? Yeah, DEI. Diversity, equity, and inclusion. Not because she qualified. We have a female running for mayor, for president right now. Black. Well, we think she's black. Indian, whatever she's supposed to. We don't know. It all depends on if it's raining or not, what she is. It's a DEI program. And in some cases, see how people think, or some other people have people think, you got to help this woman build her career. Not because she can work for you as president. But anyway, Karen Bass, a black female of Los Angeles, mayor. is a mess, and she has no idea what she's doing. Zero. According to ABC 7, quote-unquote Mayor Karen Bass promised a no-car games. Promised a no-car games when Los Angeles hosted 2028 Summer Olympics. Announced that the city will expand its public transportation system and encourage business to allow employees to work from home during the 17 days of the Olympic to avoid traffic jam. Can you imagine getting on public transportation in Los Angeles? You're putting your life at risk. The public transportation in L.A. is probably the most dangerous place you can be. Or you can go. It's bad. But you want to put everybody on it. Watch this soundbite. Well, maybe see.
Mayor Karen Bass and a contingent of officials have been getting a firsthand look at all that it takes to put on the Olympics as they prepare for the games to move to Los Angeles in just 4 years.
We've been getting the city ready. We have much more to do, but it means everything for Los Angeles. The fact that L.A. will be one of three cities in the history of the Olympics to have hosted the Olympics on three occasions.
The 2024 games have truly been authentically French and Parisian. And the 2028 Games will be authentically Los Angeles.
With one big exception, traffic. The mayor is promising a no-car games. She says the city will expand public transportation and is encouraging businesses to allow employees to work from home during the 17-day Olympic run. She says the main push will be no cars to the venues.
We start with an incredible foundation of venues to deliver the Olympic Games. But I've always believed if just having great venues and delivering the game responsibly is all we did, we will have missed a very big opportunity.
LA officials say the Olympics are a chance to make transformative change for the future. Security will be a top concern for the 28 Games. The LA County Sheriff's Department has been in France supporting French police in preparing for the next Olympics. As the Paris Olympics are winding down, the focus is shifting to the transfer of duty. This was the handoff in Japan 4 years ago as Tokyo's mayor passed on the Olympic flag to Paris's mayor. Tomorrow, it will move on to Los Angeles. And for the first time in Olympics history, two female mayors will do the handoff.
When we do that exchanging of the flag, we will be sending a message to girls all across the world that they can do anything. They can run for the gold and they can run for office. Or hopefully they'll do both.
What is, things are not going to get better. This is why. I want you to think about this. Do what you want, of course. In L.A., they put they took away the police and put some like social workers or people around the train thing, on the train with yellow jackets. And when things happen, they're supposed to notify you, the police or somebody. And the crime on the rail system and the bus system in L.A. is, I didn't know it could get that way. Well, we used to not have one, at least doing train things. It is bad. And now this woman want to put you on the train, on the rail system, putting your life at risk. That's what the government does. It put your life at risk. The government doesn't protect and serve. The government sets you up. I want you to smoke on that. The government set you up. Who took away the police? The government. Who took away your Second Amendment? The government. Who took away your freedom of speech? The government. Who told you that racism exists or y'all should be fighting one another over color? The government. Who told you that white supremacy exists, that a white man won't let you make it? The government. Now, who want to put you on trains and buses where they're you putting your life at risk? The government. Who told you, who told the criminal you can go into a business and you can steal up to $1,000, nearly $1,000 worth of merchandise, and you are not going to jail? And the owner of the business better not say anything to you. They just sit back and watch you steal. The government. and you trust the government, and you keep voting in the same government. I'm looking at the people. I don't think that many. The media try to pretend there's a whole bunch of folks with Carrie Bass. I don't know, but I don't believe it. But I'm looking at the handful of people who are following Carrie Bass, knowing that she's no good. She's blank. She has no idea. And they are already miserable. Their lives are ruined. Gas prices, food prices, smack and grab, crime. And they want more. And so they vote for Carrie Bass. I mean, yeah, Carrie Bass, but Kamala Harris, whatever her name is. Now she's going to put you on buses and trains. And can you imagine sitting around trying at the bus stop, trying to get on a bus or a train, and ain't no police around? What you think going to happen to you and your so-called limpet, whatever that is supposed to be happening? You're on your own. And you can't blame anybody but you. When will you take control of your own life? When will you have a real life? Why not? You were created to have your life. Nobody else's life but your life. But you don't know what that is. Let me go to Apple, a first-time caller out of Illinois. Apple, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hi, Apple. I had a cousin named Apple. She's dead now. She's dead. But I had a cousin named Apple.
Wow. Yeah. That's unusual.
It is. I don't know any other person by the name of Apple but you now.
Oh, my goodness. Maybe she came back to life.
I hope so.
Was she a good person?
No such thing.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
But welcome to the show, Apple.
Well, thank you for taking my call. I've spoken to you in July. You counsel with me.
Okay.
I'm having a problem right now because my anger keeps coming out, and when I get angry, I clam up. I don't talk. I sulk. And it happens this weekend, and I'm working hard to work on myself not to do that.
Right.
And I'm just having a hard time with that. It seems like all hell broke loose this weekend. Is that normal?
Yeah, hell will break loose, that's for sure. But it's an abnormal state. It's not normal, but it's abnormal. And so a situation happened this weekend. You got mad and you just stopped talking and everything?
Yes.
Oh. And tell me the person that did that, the Apple. Who is Apple that did that?
Bad.
I'm sorry?
A bad apple.
One bad apple don't spoil the whole bunch, girl. What made you give in to the thoughts and feelings when that happened?
I didn't think about it, though.
Why not?
Because when it starts when I start getting to get that feeling coming back, I just let it. And
you just let it what?
Just let it happen. I didn't go into my head say this is just a thought.
And why not?
My old habits.
Yeah, I understand. How will you overcome evil if you don't practice being aware during those moments and when all is well? How will you overcome evil if you don't practice staying present so that the spirit, the light, the love of God can save you from the darkness of your thoughts?
How?
Yes.
Just be aware?
Right, but if you don't stay aware, how will you overcome the darkness?
I can't.
So why don't you practice staying aware all the time? Put that first in your life. Why don't you practice staying present all the time? Why do you want to be unconscious?
Selfish.
You love your misery?
No.
And so your question for me is what?
I want to get over this hell.
You can get over it if you really, really want it. All you have to do is stay present. Just be aware and do nothing about when that anger comes like that. Don't call it you. Don't fight with it. Don't argue with it. Don't argue with other people about it. Just watch it and let the light save you from it. That is the opportunity given to you by God. He's offering you a hand and that he want to save you from that. He want you to see that it's not you so he can take those evil spirits away from you.
Yes.
What do you think about that?
That's true.
And so when the anger pain comes, the thoughts, the feelings, why not just relax in it? See it, know that you're there and feeling it, but do nothing about it.
Okay.
Okay, what?
No emotions.
Even if emotions should come, don't you overreact to the emotion. Just know you're feeling emotion, but don't, I'm emotional, I'm angry, I'm lonely, I'm this. Don't get into it like that because it's not you. And then God will save you from it. He said, bring all of your trouble unto him. And that's what he's talking about, all those bad spirits of the imagination and emotion. Emotions are evil.
Right. You're right.
Are you doing the silent prayer every morning and night? No.
Yes.
You are?
Yes.
Okay. So here's what I recommend, Apple. Just go back to the drawing table. No big deal. Don't make a big deal of it. Just realize over the weekend, anger came, you identified with it, and you overreacted. Next time, practice when it happened. Do not overreact at all, but just see it. Don't do anything. Just see it.
Okay.
And if you're having a party or your husband is smiling and you're all mad on the inside, just keep that to yourself and go smile with your husband.
Okay.
Or with your friends or whatever, or by yourself. But stop overreaction. Evil want you to overreact. Evil people, the way they control you, they have to get a reaction from you. And they'll try and try and try until they can get one. Then they feel alive because they got a reaction from you. So don't overreact, but don't judge yourself about this, all right?
Okay.
Just see it. Oh, I overreacted this weekend. It wasn't me. And then next time when it comes again, you won't overreact and you'll allow the truth to save you from it.
Will God help me to speak up?
Absolutely. Can you hold for me?
Yes.
Hold on. 888-775-3773. I got to take a quick break. This hour is gone. When I come back, your phone calls. Hake is coming in with the hate news, the fake news. I'll be back. I made it. Did I make it?
Starting a business, but you have a job. Oh, you're on welfare. It can help you if you do.
Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to rebuildingtheman.com if you want an autographed copy or call 800-411-4444. 2663.
There were meteor showers just even this morning, I heard. Explain that, space deniers. And the Paris Olympics is over. Thank God. And Trump and Kamala are campaigning. Trump got hacked. They leaked, he blames Iran, I heard. They leaked some of his private stuff. Not his private stuff, but their campaign's private stuff. Celine Dion's disavowing Trump using, really, that song? That My Heart Will Go On song? I don't even know how it goes, except where she goes, something like that. But I never saw that movie. Brazil, a plane crashed in Brazil. It was sad. You may have heard that on American Anchor Baby. Rough, anyway. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Monday, August 12th. Happy Men's History Month. Happy Female Monday. AD 2024. The lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back to your calls. Hang tight, callers. Appreciate you hanging in there. But first, fake news, not fake news. The Hate, Comedy Nonsense Network, the Hate Report, both. We both report, it's a bird, it's a plane, no, it's a fireball. The Perseid meteor shower reached its peak before dawn today, lighting up the skies with up to 100 meteors per hour. If you are fast asleep, don't fret. The seven remaining meteor showers set to peak before the end of the year. There are seven remaining before the end of the year, just in the last 4 months coming in here. Nice, huh? So explain that, space deniers. After an exciting 2.5 weeks of competition, exciting for some people, not me, the Paris Olympics, Summer Olympics, wrapped up on Sunday, so thank God that's over, with a grand ceremony at the Stade de France, something like that. The celebration boasted an array of music, a parade of nations, supposed nations, if you want to call them that anymore, and Tom Cruise, he rappelled down from the roof. Isn't that funny? It was a fitting Hollywood finish as the games were formally handed to the 2028 host in Los Angeles. You saw that with Karen Bass, female mayor of Paris, too. She got some the athletes from other countries sick with the River Seine. What a mess. Allegedly. Also on Sunday, the U.S. women's basketball team barely survived a scare, meaning in the game, not an actual scare. And they beat France, the French women, 67-66. That's too close. Shout out to the French ladies. The victory sealed the U.S. tie with China for the most gold medals at the 2024 Olympics. Wow, good job, China. Meanwhile, a saga supposedly is unfolding. Their word for it, not mine. Around American gymnast Jordan Chiles' floor exercises, she got a bronze medal. But the U.S. Olympic officials, they're going to appeal a ruling that stripped her of that medal and downgraded her, dropped her to fifth place. Well, who cares? The presidential race. Kamala Harris, so-called vice president, and our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, they're both having a busy week ahead. They're looking to get the White House, either make it even blacker on the inside or white on the inside. Kamala Harris delivered remarks at a San Francisco fundraiser on Sunday. Wow. Poor San Francisco. While Trump said his weekend fundraisers in Montana and Wyoming raised $28 million for his campaign. That's not too shabby. On Saturday, Trump's campaign stated that they'd been hacked, and they blamed Iranian operatives that intended to interfere with the 2024 election. Wow, Iran. Politico said they received emails from an anonymous account, this guy named Robert or something, it wasn't me, with documents from inside Trump's campaign operation. It's not clear whether Iran was responsible for the hack. Wow, capable Iran. Are they Caucasian? The black on the inside White House condemned any attempt at foreign interference in American elections, and that's just lip service in my view. A little update on the Brazil plane crash. I guess I'll have to tell you about it in the next hour, but all 62 bodies were recovered from the site of that plane crash that you may have seen heard about on the American Anchor Baby on Friday. I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Female Monday, Hour 2.
to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
My bad. It's my fault I was late. I had to run in and take care of some other office business while the break was happening. My bad. 888, oh, uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Justin Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show already. There is one line open. You want to jump in there at 888-77-5373-888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my brand new biblical question this week, the brand new question, why do you think of other people? Why do you think of other people? I think it's why do you think about other people? I may be wrong. I may have written it down myself in not a good way, and I have to check, but I think that's what it is. It's why do you think about other people? It's not why do you think of other people. Why do you think about other people? That is what I want to know. Why do you think about other people, not of other people? Why do you think about other people? All right? That's the biblical question. And you can listen to the show live on your iPhone or iPad, no matter where you are and what you're doing. You can be listening on the show, working out or whatever. And you can podcast all the shows. They're changing the biblical question, making it right. On your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday. Monday. It's Monday. It's the second hour on Monday. And every Monday is Female Monday.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over. Mario.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing. Been lied to for so long. I want to go back to Apple, a first-time call out of Illinois, and Apple's struggling with anger. She overreacted this weekend. Now she's feeling silly.
Yes.
So, Apple, you asked before the break, will you be able to speak up? Something like that, right?
Yes, I'm having trouble speaking up my thoughts.
And can you give me an example of something that you could not speak up about?
My husband asked me this yesterday, why am I mad? And I said, nothing. Is that I wanted to go out and get something to eat because I cook all week and I just want to be able to relax, you know, at a restaurant and be able to eat, you know. And I got mad because he had something to do at the house and he just didn't want to go out to eat. And I just got upset and I didn't tell him that. And he just like, there's something wrong. You're just not saying.
Oh, well, and so you should have said, well, I wanted to go out to eat. Right?
Right.
But you didn't say that.
Right.
And so you want to know if that should happen again, will you be able to say it?
Right.
Absolutely, if you want to. If you be aware, stay present, you'll be able to say it. If you don't, you won't be able to say it because the moment your husband asks what's wrong, in your mind, it felt like it was an opportunity to control him by not answering that question.
Right.
So practice being present. You'll be able to do what you need to do because there is a time to speak up and there is a time not to. And if you stay conscious, meaning that out of your head about the past or the future, don't look to the past behind or forward, you'll be able to do all things in the right at the right time and in the right way.
Okay. I did speak up this weekend, and now my sibling is mad at me. My sister boyfriend keeps calling me just to chit-chat. So I called him back because he left a message saying that, you know, call me when you get a chance. So I called him back, and anyway, I told him not to call me again because my husband's not comfortable you calling me because he doesn't like you. And so now my sister said that was mean of you saying that to him. He's hurt. He looked up to you, and this is how you treat him. And he's the nicest guy that I ever met. He helps me with my cancer, and he's just hurt right now. And I was just like, I don't like talking to him because it's not right for him to be calling me. So now my brother and sisters are mad at me because they said that I was mean to him. So that's why I just don't want to speak up because I get people mad at me.
So you're going to not live your life because somebody else will get mad at you? Does that make sense?
Right. You got a point.
No, that was a question.
Oh. What was that again?
You're not going to live your life because somebody else is going to get mad at you. Why does it concern you that your brother and your sisters and others are mad at you because you were honest with him, with that guy? Why does that bother you?
It shouldn't bother me.
No, it was a question.
I love it when you say that. it shouldn't bother me.
I didn't ask if you sure. I asked why does it?
Why does it? Because I don't want to hurt other people's feelings.
Are you responsible for other people's feelings?
No.
So then why you don't want to hurt it if you're not responsible?
Because I don't want them to do the same thing to me, you know.
Are they responsible? Are they responsible for your feelings?
No.
So then why do you care about that?
Right.
No, that was a question.
You're doing it to me again. Oh, Jesse, I just love you. What was that again?
At what point will you let go of the world and live your life? At what point? Do you want to live a whole lifetime without living your life?
I don't get it.
You don't get what?
Do I want to live my life?
Yeah. At what point will you live your life? Or will you spend your whole life trying to live the way other people think you should live?
Oh, I get it. I want to live my life.
So then why not start right now then?
Yes. Is that a question?
Yes, that's a question.
Yes, I will live my life. Is that the answer you're looking for?
So I got to run, but listen, you told that man what you said to him. And don't be angry at the guy. Don't hold it there against him. Give your sister, your brothers, and everybody else the finger, and you live your life.
Okay. I will give him a finger.
But just don't be angry. And just live your life. You got to live your life. I mean, you don't have to. But you were created to live. You're not living.
Yes. I wasn't angry at him. I just tell him that,
right.
No, please don't call me anymore.
It's not your sister's business. It's not your brother's business. It's nobody else's business but you and that guy.
Right.
So,
okay.
And if they get into it again, tell them to stay out of your business. It's not their business.
Right. All right. Thanks, Jesse. I don't want to take up more of your time. I appreciate your...
Call me again.
I will, Jesse.
I wish you well.
Happy Men's History Month.
Oh, that's right. Happy Men's History Month. I guess we'll always be Men's History Month. Thank you.
Amen.
All right.
Thank you, Jesse. Have a good day.
You too. I guess it's Men's History Month. Happy Men's History Month. Let me go to Calvin out of Ohio. Calvin, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
How you doing?
All is well.
All right. So this is probably my second time calling. First time I called, we had a little discussion, but that's over. So I would like to ask a quick question before I really get into what I call. I just wanted to ask a quick question. Is that okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. So those who are not Christians, where do you think that they get their moral values?
They get them from the same place the Christians are getting theirs. Straight out of hell, either imagination and emotions.
So they're both one and the same.
Absolutely.
All right. What if they're a good person?
No such thing.
No such thing as a good person?
No.
And non-Christians get their more value from hell.
Yes.
All right. Cool. So,
had you noticed that Christians get their values from evil and they call them good?
No, I haven't noticed that.
Yeah. Pay attention. You see, Christians are getting their values straight out of hell.
Okay. So, I've heard you say, like, most of the time before that, I'm not going to say mine, but your great white hope, I guess.
He's not yours?
absolutely not. Okay, so you call
man.
Him.
Let me just point out to the people who you're referring to. Hold on.
And then I tweeted, you know, I have many millions between Facebook and Twitter. It's great. It's like owning a newspaper without the losses. It's incredible.
The great white hope. Donald Trump. Go ahead.
All right, so you've called him a straight, white, conservative Christian man, right?
Right.
Okay. So I was kind of confused about that. So a couple of weeks ago, he was at a rally for Christian voters, and he was saying, said, "My beautiful Christians, I love you Christians. I'm not Christian. I love you. Get out there and vote." So is he a Christian or not?
You said he said he's not a Christian?
At a rally for Christian voters, I quote it. "My beautiful Christians, I love you Christians. I'm not Christian. I love you. Get out and vote."
Are you reading that from somewhere?
No, he there's a video. He actually said it.
I haven't seen the video, so I can't respond to it. But if you would send it to me, I would love to see it after we respond to it.
I was kind of confused about that.
Send it to producer at jesseleepeterson.com.
Yeah.
I'm being told that you misheard. Yes, Nick. Nick reported on this. Did you report on
this? He said it. He said it. You I'm not Christian. I love you.
I actually did.
Get out and vote.
Hold on.
I think you misheard him.
The anchor baby.
No major news is reporting on this. No one is saying that he said that, Calvin. You watch it again.
I'm not a Christian. I have the video saved on YouTube. Huh? I have the video saved on YouTube.
I saw it too, and I could see how you mistook that, but nobody, it went viral and there's no major news reporting that he said that. Some people were saying what you said, but you guys misheard him.
He was on the podium and said, "I'm not Christian. I love you. Get out and vote."
Right. You misheard, yeah.
I played it like Kevin, so many times just to make sure.
Kevin, send that to producer at jesseleepeterson.com. And then I'll watch it, and then I'll respond. I've not heard it at all. It looked like somebody told me on Friday, and they may have called the show and mentioned that, or maybe I heard the Anchor Baby show. But I haven't seen it anywhere. I've not heard about it for myself at all. So will you send that to me?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, send it to producer at jesseleepeterson.com, all right?
You said producer at?
Yeah. Producer at jesseleepeterson.com.
Amazing. Okay, so
let me ask you this. Why are you not
right, cool.
Why are you not voting for him?
Right now I want to really continue to watch. I want to wait after the debates to figure out what I want to do. I'm waiting for the debates.
You already know what Trump would do because he'd been in before. You already know what that a female going to do because she's in before, and now she's still the vice president.
I can't say her name.
Kamala Harris. And and she hasn't done anything but promote socialism. So you already know about both of them. Why would you, what else you need to know in a debate?
I don't know what it is, but I love watching the presidential debate.
Right. No, you can watch the debate, but she's not going to tell you anything new because you already know she's not going to do anything. She hasn't done anything in nearly 4 years of being there. Everything, the border's open, economy bad, crime out of control, everything. You already know what she's about, and you know what Trump is about. And I understand you like to debate, and there's nothing wrong with that, but she can't say anything that can change your mind because she's already proven she's not going to do anything.
Well, I see one of the comments, and I see someone wants to vote for Captain America, so I think I'm going to go ahead and vote for Captain America.
All right.
Okay, so
thank you, buddy.
What I really wanted to get into, is lying a sin, or is there...
Hold on 1 minute, Kevin. Hold on. We have the sound bite. You don't have to send it to me. The anchor baby, pull it up. We're going to play it.
All right.
Can we play it right now?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to play it right now. Listen up.
Let's see.
Oh, no. Sorry, guys. We'll have to come back to this.
We have to come back to it?
Yeah.
Okay, let me know when it's ready. I want to play it even if after Kevin's gone. Okay, Kevin, one other quick question. Go ahead.
Okay, so is lying a sin, or is there a time to lie?
Lying is not a sin, and there is a time to lie.
But God hates lying.
God does not hate lying.
Proverbs 6:16 says there are six things that God hates, and a lying tongue is one of them.
God does not, that's not what it means in what you just said.
A lying, that is just plain and simple, a lying tongue.
But when God speaks about lying tongue, he's not talking about the type of lying you're thinking about.
So I've done my research. I think that historically in the Bible, the only like reason to lie is to pretty much save an innocent life. That save an innocent life, and also if it's going to result in death from an innocent life, that's the only reason that you lie.
How you come up with that?
I've read other verses. Like it's been stories where like the midwives of the pharaohs. The Pharaoh wanted the midwife.
No. Let me tell you what he meant about lying. Let me ask: are you a good man or an evil man?
There's no in between.
Are you a good man or evil?
Every day, I'm doing my best to better myself.
Are you a good man?
I believe I'm a good man. I mean, I've had my faults. I've had my stumbles, but I'm doing my best to get better.
Are you a good man?
Mentally. Okay, sure. Yes. Let's say yes. But I'm doing better at trying to, improve myself.
Are you a good man?
I just kind of said that I do my best to better myself.
Are you a good man?
I'm not going to say I'm a good man. I'm not going to say I'm an evil man.
Leave out the evil part. Are you a good man?
I'm working on it.
Are you a good man?
I don't want to exactly say good.
Are you a good man?
Hard to say that. It's hard to say good. Because I can't say that I'm a good man. I can't say that I'm an evil man.
Why can't you?
Because I know I'm not evil, but I know I'm not good.
And so the answer to my question is what?
Am I a good man?
Right. And the answer is what?
Yeah, Desi, I'm wrestling with that word.
Listen, Kevin, your smoke detector is beeping in the back, and I got to run. But are we able to play that yet? No, we can't. Oh, I want you to hear this first before we run about. And this is my first time hearing it. I've not seen it nor heard it until right now. Let me hear it. All right, we can't play it at this point. Kevin, thank you for your call, but the example of what God was talking about, the lying thing, if a human being cannot admit that their heart are evil, but they call themselves good, they are lying. That's the type of lies that God's talking about. He's not talking about lying about abortion. He's not talking about lying about this or that. He's talking about of the heart.
It was other stuff I wanted to ask about that, but if you got to go, then you got to go.
Will you call me again?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, call me again, and then have your questions ready.
Oh, I had them ready. I had everything written down.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah.
You haven't it.
I had a whole conversation for you.
Oh, you did? I can't do a whole conversation. But hold on. We're going to try to play this thing again. Hold on. This is Trump.
And again, Christians, get out and vote. Just this time. You won't have to do it anymore. 4 more years, you know what? It'll be fixed. It'll be fine. You won't have to vote anymore, my beautiful Christians. I love you, Christians. I'm a Christian. I love you. Here get out. You got to get out and
I'm
vote. In 4 years, you don't have to vote again. We'll have it Stop fixed right so there. Good you're not going to have.
Go back to where you said that again.
Yeah, yeah. Let's back that up.
It'll be fine. You won't have to vote anymore, my beautiful Christians. I love you, Christians. I'm a Christian. I love you. Get out. You got to get out.
One more time?
Yeah.
And
We gotta back it. We gotta get the replay.
It'll be fine. You won't have to vote anymore, my beautiful Christians. I love you, Christians. I'm not Christian.
I love you, Christian. I'm not Christian.
Don't
you think the mainstream media?
I'm a Christian.
Don't you think the mainstream media would have gone right on that?
It's almost all like he said, I'm that Christian.
Why would he say, I'm not Christian? Oh, these people Christian. Are in their heads.
Right.
He literally said, I'm not Christian.
No, you're mishearing. There is no N in there. I'm a Christian.
That's ache. That's ache you report.
Hey, Calvin.
I feel like the mainstream media would have jumped on
I came
on
in
that.
Here to pounce. Because I'm a Christian, too.
But, Kevin, it sounds like he said, I'm not. You hear, I'm
he
that.
Really said, I'm not Christian.
Kevin, it sounds like he said, I'm that or nah, or not. So I understand your confusion.
No, it's no confusion. I didn't play that video like 100 times just to make sure I was right.
So if he's not Christian, will you still vote for him?
I am waiting till after the debate.
But
that's my answer. I'm sticking to it.
And then will you still vote for him after the debate?
We'll just wait till after the debate. That's when my decision will be made.
Amazing. All right, buddy. Thank Amazing. You, Kevin. Call me again, buddy.
All right.
Are you black?
We I've called the first time. You know the answer to that.
What's the answer?
Yes.
You black. So according to CBS, Kevin, according to CBS, my producer, Derek, just gave me this. According to CBS, Trump said, I love you Christians, and I'm a Christian. I am a Christian.
He didn't say and at all.
Well, according to CBS, and you know CBS is not Trump friend, he said that I am a Christian. So he said, I'm a Christian. And that's from CBS.
Uh-huh.
Do you believe CBS?
I believe exactly what I watched, what I heard, and the movement. I can relive, so I heard what he said.
So you don't believe what CBS said about it?
I don't care about CBS.
So you don't believe what they said about it?
I care less.
No, that's not the question.
I believe what I hear, see, and read.
So you know, CBS said that he said I am a Christian. You don't believe them?
I know what I read, man.
But I'm asking you a different question, real fast, Kevin. Don't hold me up. Do you believe CBS or not?
No.
Okay. What's just a long answer? What's that? Thank you, Kevin. Call me again, buddy.
All right.
Super chat.
Someone bought 3 coffees. Hi, Jesse. I am working on myself. I have an 18-year-old who wants to work. The company I work for has plenty of work, and I can bring him in, but I am concerned about an individual who works with me and can be a bad influence on him.
Oh, Lord.
Should I bring him in anyway?
Hold that till I come back.
Sounds good.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Right back. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Okay, welcome back. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. Number one, the Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. Right after my show, The Hake, HAKEReport.com, from 9 to 11. And at 11 a.m., Joel Friday TV. You black. At 11 a.m. Monday through Thursday, Joel Friday TV. And then at 2 p.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Pacific time, a brand new episode, 2 p.m. Pacific time, on Punchin TV, PUNCHIE.TV. PUNCHIE.TV. Hosted by me and all the other the guys. This is everybody. A brand new episode. Watch this at 2 p.m. That's deep.
That was my favorite clip.
That's deep.
Of the whole thing.
I'm done.
Thing.
Why?
That was my favorite one.
What the hell was deep about that?
It was a little bit of a tear jerker. Not that it jerked any. I've never cried.
Man.
This is the thing about women, too. They're just like kids.
What you're saying is true, but it doesn't show grace like
Ooh,
a like
grace.
A person.
How do you know I'm not showing grace? How do you know I don't have that space?
Fight.
Punchy.
Yeah, how do you know I don't have the fight. Grace that I didn't
because
leave the space?
Because it's not
jump
coming
over
off.
The
it's,
console right now.
It's not coming off of that.
Who is grace? You do not want to miss that conversation. At 4 p.m. today on punchy.tv at 2 p.m. And then at 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m. Pacific time. Natural energy. Energy all over the place. Just energy to give away. As he said in fellowship yesterday, he stay in trouble whether he did anything wrong or not. He's in trouble. That's all that energy. And by the way, sad movies always made me cry. Oh, sad movies always made me cry. Yesterday, well, on Saturday, his woman went out of town, and he went to a sad movie, The Anchor Baby. And the sad movie made him cry. My baby is gone away again.
Does that song go the other way? When my baby's gone? You need to give me one for that.
His baby went out of town yet again. I'm starting to wonder. And he went to a sad movie. The Anchor Baby did. And sad movies always make him cry. He didn't cry because the baby was gone. He cried because sad movies make him cry. Amazing. So that's the lineup. 888-775-3773. Let me go quickly to Jason.
Super chat.
Oh, no, that's right. I got to finish. Hold on, Jason. I got to finish the super chats. Thank you for reminding me.
Yeah, thank you.
Reread the first one.
Someone bought three coffees. Hi, Jesse. I am working on myself. I have an 18-year-old who wants to work. The company I work for has plenty of work, and I can bring him in. But I am concerned about an individual who works with me and can be an bad influence on him. I can't read. Should I bring him in anyway?
So that's a question I cannot answer unless you call me. At 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. Because I need to follow. What person is this? How do you know your son to be, he's 18 years old. You can't protect him from being influenced all his life. He should be prepared already. There's so much to that. So call me, all right? And I can respond then. Thank you. I wish you well with that.
Thank you, someone with your coffee.
Yeah.
Harmony donated a Cash App donation on Friday saying, let go and let God. Heart emoji, bagel emoji.
That's for sure. Thank you. Let go. If you want to live, you want life, you want your life, you got to let go. Thank you.
Luis donated on Cash App. No message. Thank you.
Thank you, Luis.
Apple 2691 says, hi, Jesse, with a generous donation on a Rumble rant yesterday, church. Hi, Jesse, happy Men's History Month. Is there a difference between love and like? God said to love everyone. Is it okay to be annoyed by them if you're supposed to love them? Thanks, Jesse.
Good question, Apple, and thank you for your donation. I appreciate it. There is no such thing as like. It's only love or hate. Only love or hate. And if you're getting irritated by anyone, it's your problem inside of you. It's not those people's problem or anyone else's problem. It's yours. So you need to see it so you can overcome it. That doesn't mean you have to hang out with the people. You don't have to talk to them or anything. But don't be angry at them. Don't resent them. So there's no difference. There's only love or hate. There is no like. Thank you. Appreciate it.
A very generous 20 coffees from Cold Burger Art.
There's this song called, I don't like you, but I love you. Always thinking of you. Oh, you treat me bad now. My heart is sad now. You really got a hold on me. So that doesn't even make sense. You with someone that you think you love, but you don't like them. What the? I don't like you, but I love you. Nope. You either love or hate. There is no gray area. And it was by Smokey Robertson and The Miracle. You really got a hold on me. You really got a hold on me, baby. I don't like you, but I love you. You remember that song, Nick?
Not particularly, but you're making me think of another one.
What?
And I think this will fit since my baby's gone. People say I'm the life of the party, but 'cause I tell a joke or two.
Ooh.
Although I might be laughing loud and hearty, deep inside I'm blue.
That's you. Nick might be laughing loud and howdy, hard, but his baby's gone. He's inside, he's blue. Oh, amazing. Thank you.
thank you for the... Oh, Cold Burger Art bought 20 coffees. Very generous. Appreciate the insights and the fellowshipping. Muchos gracias, amigos.
Hola. Gracias. I really like the name Cold Burger Art. It sounds like a cowboy. It sounded like Mr. Dillon of Dar City. Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate it, Colberg Art.
I think it's muchas gracias, not muchos gracias.
It's somebody gracias.
Yeah. But I'm not necessarily up on my Spanish grammar.
Everybody want to speak Spanish except baby Jessica's daddy.
Indeed, they do. Jaime from Minnesota bought a coffee. Jesse, how do you become so alpha? Is it the cigars? Energy drinks?
No. It's alpha jerky. Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Lori bought a coffee. Morning, Jesse. Biblical question answer.
Why do you... It's still wrong. Hold on. I forgot what it is.
I know what it is. I can tell it to you.
What is it?
Why do you think about other people?
Yes. I thought they were going to make the change on you. It hadn't been made.
Yeah, we'll fix it.
Why do you think about other people? Why do you think about other people?
Lori says, when I think of people, I'm truly only thinking of myself. I care what others think of me. I'm a good person, smart person, or I want a thrill of helping someone. I know the devil is trying to keep me busy with thoughts of people, especially when I'm in the silent prayer or bored.
Did she respond to the billboard? Repeat that. I'm sorry.
I was trying to find something. I was not paying attention. Yeah,
Go ahead. She did answer.
She says, okay. When I think of people, I'm truly only thinking of myself. I care what others think of me, that I'm a good person, smart, want a thrill of helping someone. I know the devil's trying to keep me busy with thoughts of people, especially when I'm in the silent prayer or bored.
Amazing. Thank you for responding to that. And I will put my little two cents on Sunday. I appreciate it.
Three coffees from Matt. Hey, Jesse, regarding the silent prayer, am I doing it right? I wake up early for work and don't do it in bed as I worry about falling back asleep.
Nice.
I do it on the drive to work, staying present and observing thoughts that come in. I don't judge or analyze the thoughts, but categorize them with one word and leave it at that. Anxiety, sadness, regret, and so on. I also say to myself, be still and know God when a random thought comes through my head throughout the day to remind myself to stay present. I do the silent prayer before bed.
That's too long.
And it helps me fall asleep every time.
I forgot the question.
Am I doing this right, or do you have any tips? Thank you.
Yeah. Keep it pithy.
Keep your coffees pithy. Matt, that's the advice.
Right. So, Matt, I don't even know what the question is. I really don't. Matt, make that pithy. It sounds like it's a sincere question, and it sounds like it's a interesting question, but make it pithy for me so I can be fair in my response.
Can I make it pithy?
Yeah.
He prays on his drive to work in the morning.
Oh, he doesn't do it at home?
Right.
Okay.
And he, when he gets a thought, he categorizes it. That's anxiety. He says, that's sadness. That's regret. And he reminds himself throughout the day to be still and know God when he gets a thought that starts to throw him off.
All that categorizing and doing all that too much.
Yeah.
Matt, do it the first thing in the morning when you wake up. And if you have to get up at 6 o'clock, for example, why not wake up at 5:30 and do it? And don't have a conversation with the devil. All you need to do is watch. All you need to do is watch. You don't need to be categorizing and doing all that kind of stuff. Don't be naming things. But just watch and let the light work on your behalf, the Spirit of the Father, and He will. I wish you well. I hope that answered the question. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Terry bought a coffee. Biblical question.
Why do you think about other people? It's been corrected. Why do you think about other people?
I think of others because it's part of the social contract. The proper functioning of society requires us to consider others as we go about this path of life. It must be a white thing, she says.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. I was looking at your shirt. Savage Moment, right?
That's right.
Oh, that's who made that?
It's a Get a Job Savage Moments, and it has a picture of JLP in space.
Nice.
kind of nice.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know who made this, who made the design, actually, but put it on a shirt. It's cool.
Nice shirt. Okay, thank you.
Karilta Barakafi. I may be butchering it, but that's how it's spelled, it looks like. Is being stressed evil? I'm always stressed.
Yes.
I'm always stressed, and it changes how I feel and behave. How do you stop stress? Am I being a controlling evil woman?
Stress is evil. It's an evil spirit, and it made a home in your mind and emotions. All emotions are evil. Emotions are not necessary. And also, you overcome it by being aware. You got to forgive your mother and your father and be aware. Do the silent prayer. Just be aware of it. And don't call it you. You'll be fine. Just be aware. All right? And yes, it is evil. Thank you.
Elizabeth, five coffees. Hola, Jesse. Que lo que? Dímelo.
Sí, gracias.
That is not Mexican. That's Dominican. What the? LOL. Hey, this is pithy as I can make it. I lost my brother to the jab, so she says, right? My mother really drowned herself in grief, and then that became such a darkness that you can feel it when being around her.
Yeah.
My husband finally told her one day, that is not grief, that's a thrill. It's not love, it's anger in your heart.
Good for your husband.
You're worshiping the devil. She thought he was drunk because he had never spoken to her that way. He then told her about the silent prayer and sent her your link. Her life has done a complete 360. The darkness is no longer walking with her. She is embracing the light and staying with it. Blessings to you and your team.
Wow. That is an amazing testimony. Isn't that an amazing story?
Very nice.
Very good for your husband, too. He showed her love for the first time. Amazing. Thank you.
Soul Conscious says, Jesse, thank you for such an incredible service.
Yesterday, fellowship was off the chart, if I can use that. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/church, rebuildingtheman.com/church. You can podcast. Thank you.
There was a rumble rant from Pastor Chatelet during your call with the prior caller saying, ask him if he knows how to change the battery in his smoke detector. Chirp. That was for Calvin. Calvin.
Calvin, change your battery in your smoke detector when you call the show, before you call the show. Thank you, Pastor.
And Cactus Eater Bear donated a diamond saying, Kevin's not a reliable listening expert. Chirp. Good point. It's Calvin, not Kevin, but close.
Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that, let me just refresh one more time, is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all. I do appreciate it. 888. Thank you very much. Thank you all so much. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Jason out of Buffalo, New York. Jason, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, what's up, man? You told people to, like, live their life, right?
No.
That's what you were talking. You didn't tell people to live their life earlier?
No, like, I told them to live their lives.
Live their life, not like somebody else's life.
Yeah, not their life, but their lives.
All right, this is semantics. All right, so...
What?
Not like semantics. What
do you say?
Semantics.
That ain't no semantics. Like, you said, you said I told them to live their life. And I said, no, I told them to live their lives.
All right.
That's not semantics. So,
It's just like this, the difference in the...
That's grammar.
Yeah, but it's like the difference in the... All right. So since you... But how do
it's
you have
a difference in what?
It's the difference in, like, the word, and the difference in the way I say something and the way that you say something.
No, that like that's grammar.
All right. Okay. Like, but well, grammar is the way that people communicate. No, but grammar is the way that people communicate, right? People communicate with grammar, right? That's how people communicate, right?
Right. They use grammar. But even if it's not their life, it's their lives.
All right, okay.
You agree with that? Do you agree it's their life and not their life?
I say that's what I say.
Why do you say they?
Because I grew up in the South, and like that's, I picked up the language, the dialect.
Oh, It's stylish.
Stylish, the dialect, the words.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Like, everybody be using your word amazing and beta. Like, I picked up the reference one. All right, so if people got free will, so if they got free will,
people don't have free will. No such thing as free will.
So how do you live your own life if you don't have free will?
By letting life happen. Happens.
And that's not living if you're letting something happen.
It's living if you let life happen. It's not living when you try to force life to be the way you want it to be, then you're not living. But when you let life happen, you let go and let life happen, I promise you, you will live. It would be amazing.
That's not true. That is what you're saying.
Why are you saying it's not true?
Because what you're saying is letting stuff happen is not being actively in life. That's not playing a part in the world, like playing a part in life. So how is that living? The fact of living is actively being a part of, like, life.
Well,
the
whole world is a stage, and everybody playing a part. Rarely do you find people who just live. They're not a part of the stage, and they're not playing a part. They're just allowing life to just happen. And those
what do
are
you mean
the,
by playing a part?
And those
what
are
mean by playing?
Those are the free people.
What do you mean by playing a part? What do
trying
you mean
to make
it?
Life happen.
So trying that. So actively doing things in life. What do you mean by making stuff happen?
I said by trying to make life happen, you're playing you're on a stage and you're playing a part.
What do you mean by trying to make life happen? You haven't answered that. How do you try to make life happen? Because you obviously living and you actively being a part of it. That is trying to do something. It's like you can't. I'm trying to find out how. What are you talking? Like how? I don't understand you.
And so you said that you have a free will and you're supposed to make life happen, right?
No, if you have a free will, that means you make your own decisions. That means you're living. That means you're actively taking part in your
own
life.
But you don't have a free will, and you have never made your own decision. You cannot make your own decision. You will never make your own decision. So, and you don't have a free will.
So how you say people will never make their own decision? So people that choose
a career, they want to go to school. How can you make a decision when you're not in control of anything?
I mean, so you have a choice. That's how you make decisions, by choice.
No, how can you make a decision when you're not in control of anything?
When you have a choice, you make a decision.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You are in control. When you are in control of, like, how you want to own. All right, say, how can we do this? What if it'll be something? You read books.
I'm black and slow, so I read sometimes, not very often at all.
All right, can you take
because
the concept
I'm
of
black
reading books?
And slow.
All right, can you take the concept of black of people reading books? Can you take the concept of people reading books?
You want me to take the concept of a black person reading a book?
Anybody reading a book, my dude.
How
anybody
about a black one?
All right, a black person reading a book, if that's like, if that's what we are.
So, so Jason, you're asking me, a black person, to develop a concept of a black person reading a book?
Anybody reading a book. It doesn't matter who reading a book. Anybody.
So who do you want to read this book? White people, Chinese, or black? Which one should I use?
That's not even the point. It's like you choose the type of books that you read, though, right? You make a decision on the type of books that you read.
No.
So you don't choose the book that you read. Somebody hands you the book that you read.
It has to be interesting for me, and the interest in it draw me to it. I'm out of time, but call me again. I'm out of time, huh? Back in a moment. One more hour to go. What the?
Of all races, I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. There's tensions in the Middle East. Did you know that? And what's new, right? And that Brazil plane crash, I'll tell you a little bit more about it. Wildfires in Greece. Wow, didn't even know there was anything that was flammable in Greece, really. And a whole lot of women are on menopause, and it's happening every year. It's hot out there for the mailmen, and rest in peace to former YouTube CEO Susan Wojcicki. She died at the tender age of 56. Wow, rest in peace. What a mess. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. There is one line open. It's Female Monday. Happy Men's History Month as well. You can call in right now during Hate News, Not Fake News, and JLP will be right back in the third hour. Hang tight, everybody. Comedy Nonsense Network, CNN reports a barrage of rockets fired by Hezbollah into Israel Sunday night has further heightened tensions in the Middle East. The latest salvo was fired in support of the Palestinian people in Gaza and in retaliation for Israeli strikes in southern Lebanon. The militant group said in a statement, that's what the Hezbollah said in a statement, rocket fire toward Israel by Iran-backed Hezbollah militants in Lebanon has become a near daily occurrence since the outbreak of the war in Gaza, as fears grow over a possible Iranian attack that could escalate into a wider regional conflict. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, the affirmative action one, he has ordered a submarine in the Middle East and accelerated to the Middle East, right? Go to the Middle East, submarine, and accelerated the arrival of a carrier strike group to the region ahead of an anticipated Iranian attack against Israel. So said the Pentagon on Sunday. Sounds like we don't have the right people in charge to deal with this delicate situation, in my opinion. All 62 bodies have been recovered from the site of the deadly plane crash outside Sao Paulo, however you pronounce it. I don't speak Portuguese. Brazil, on Friday, according to the state government. Flight tracking data shows the passenger plane dropped 17,000 feet in just 1 minute. It's not yet clear why. They don't know why. The flight had left Cascavel in the Brazilian state of Paraná and was en route to Guarulhos in Sao Paulo state. The dramatic footage circulating on social media showed the plane's fall and its destroyed fuselage in flames on the ground. Preparations are expected to begin today for a wake, that's for the dead people, to be held in Cascavel, according to reporters in the region. Rest in peace, 62 bodies. What a mess. Also a mess is the Greece wildfires. Did you know that there's anything to burn in Greece? Evacuations have been ordered near Athens as authorities race to contain wildfires near the Greek capital, Athens. More than 500 firefighters and volunteers working to extinguish the blaze, which broke out Sunday near the town of Varnavas, north of Athens. Fire officials have not said how big the fire is, but Greek public broadcaster ERT estimates it exceeds about 19 miles. Although wildfires are common in Greek summers, I didn't know that. Climate scientists say that unusually hot and dry weather linked to global warming makes the blazes fiercer and more numerous. Greek authorities have battled dozens of blazes already this summer, and they're enduring their hottest June and July on record. Interesting, huh? And 1.3 million women in the United States enter menopause for the first time every year. However, around 94% of U.S. women reported never being taught about menopause at school. At school, like you want to be taught about that at school. Maybe. A 2023 study found that. And nearly half of these gals, they said they did not feel informed about it at all. Show them the internet. Show the boomers and the Gen Xers the internet. It's awesome. I know there's a lot of bad information out there too, so be careful. Anyway, What a mess. It's also hot out there for the mailman. I'll have to tell you that about that on the Hake Report. But now back to JLP, Hour 3.
Thank you.
stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. And my brand new biblical question for this week, it is a doozy. My brand new biblical question, why do you think about other people? Why do you think about other people? Normally it shows up there, but I didn't see it this time.
I did it fast because the writing is wrong of the video.
Oh, I
you
see.
You know what I mean? Because it's about other people.
Why do you think about other people? Amazing question. You can listen to the show if you're busy working out or doing whatever it is doing, you are doing. You can be listening to the show when you're working out, running, making breakfast, lunch, and dinner, traveling, falling from the sky on an airplane, whatever. You can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or JLP Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It is Monday, and every Monday is Female Monday.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing. 888-775-3773. I mentioned earlier in the first hour of the show, if you did not hear it, how children, boys and girls, are not prepared, being prepared by their parents anymore to grow up and develop in a natural way in life. They're not being prepared to go out on their own when they become a young adult, 18 and up. They're not being prepared. And because they're not being prepared for life in a physical way, practical way, to work and be responsible and grow in that when you get out, they're not being prepared spiritually either. They're not being prepared spiritually. And as a result of that, the youth are out of control. And the way the youth are acting is what they've gotten from their parents. When you see the out of control children, you're really looking at out of control parents. They're... whatever the parents are is what the kids will become. You can bank on that. Out of control children, out of control parents. KTLA is reporting a man is recovering after being brutally attacked and robbed earlier this month in a downtown Los Angeles by a mob of young people on bicycles. Watch this.
This is what LA has come to, dog. I'm not even playing, dog. I literally just parked, bro, right over there. Man, these kids are wilding, bro. They're not even older than 20, dog.
Complete mayhem on a downtown LA street as a group of teens target this vehicle and the driver.
Come on, man. Yo, man, hey, I'm sorry. I don't know these people. I just parked right there, bro.
Are you okay, sir?
The driver, Shiloh Beck Bazarbai Ulu, can be heard telling the man recording to call police. He was left limping after being brutally attacked. His car ransacked and left badly damaged.
They were destroying my car, and oh my God, it was like a nightmare.
Shiloh Beck says he feared for his life, confused about what was unfolding. The attack happened the evening of August 2nd as he was stopped at a red light on Olympic and Hope. A group of teens on bicycles pulled up in front of his vehicle, and when the light turned green, he says he attempted to pass them up.
When I was passing, so one of them threw out a bottle of water, like, into my car.
As he pulled over and got out of his car, he says a group of roughly 30 teenagers surrounded him, and things turned physical. He sustained a broken leg and deep cuts and bruises throughout his body after being punched and kicked while on the ground.
And suddenly someone, like, pulled me out, and she just literally, like, saved my life. And it was, like, a young lady, and she just took me aside, she just hugged me.
Shiloh Beck says the teens made off with personal belongings he had in his car as he was planning on moving. They took backpacks and his wallet, including credit cards and cash.
It's been a week and no one has been arrested.
Amazing, huh? So defund the police, get rid of the police so police don't show up. Let all these illegal aliens, everybody into the country. The police not going to show up. They bring their asshole ideas from their country. The police not going to show up. And then these children not being raised by decent parents. Parents are no good. Mothers are no good. The fathers are not around. And this is what you get. No police. Look at all that was going on. Not one police that I saw. And you know what? It's only going to get worse. But you can take control of your own life and be amazing. You can live a full, your own life in the midst of all this hell on earth. And earth is a hell of a place. I mean, H-E-L-L, full of place, is a mess. And it's only going to get worse. Human beings are evil. Human nature is evil. Human beings are evil. No such thing as a good human being. I want to show you, before I go back to the calls, I want to show you another unhappy, lost, evil soul. And you can find this person in government. At least was at one time. The same people running our country are the same people running the homes, the schools, the government, everything. It's the same spirit. There's this black female, I mean, just an awful person. Soul is wicked. No love. Zero love. And you complain about, is Trump a Christian or not? What the? There's this black female by the name of Cori Bush. And some of you might be familiar with her. She was in government. Still, everybody thinks she was just voted out. But she is wicked. The gates of hell run through her. So if you're not familiar with Cori Bush, here's a little background on her from Rolling Stone. Watch this.
Cori Bush is poised to become the first Black Lives Matter leader elected to Congress this November after a hard-fought primary in an overwhelmingly Democratic district. She is a former nurse and pastor and became a leader during the protest that shook Ferguson, Missouri after the police killing of Michael Brown in 2014. She ran and lost for Senate in 2016 and for House in 2018. It wasn't until her third try, in the middle of a pandemic and in the wake of nationwide protests against police violence, that her calls to defund the police and provide Medicare for all finally found an audience.
Amazing. I want you to think about that. Not only did you allow Black Lives Matter to force you to support defunding the police, you voted for one of them into your government. And you wonder why things are so bad. Think about that. You voted in a Black Lives Matter person into your government. And you got rid of the police and you put the fox in charge of the hen house. What's wrong with you, America? What's wrong with you, America? PBS report. I want you to listen to this, and for you little Christians who believe in healing, I want you to hear this from the devil. But you believe in healing. PBS reporting. Cori Bush. Now, a Black Lives Matter angry, evil female going to tell you she healed someone, and you believe it. I don't know who is the word, the Black Lives Matter person lying or the hearer of the lie. PBS was reporting. Cori claims she healed a woman's tumor. Why is this?
You're a pastor.
Yes.
You write about healing through faith. At one point, you came across a woman with, quote, several visible tumors on her torso. Tell me what happened.
So at that time, I, along with a group of friends, we would go out on the street and just meet with people and pray with people and offer them food. And this lady came to us and she had these tumors. I mean, she wanted us to like feel them. And I just remember I put my hand on her and my hand just began to move, and the lumps that were there were no longer there. Yeah. And she was so happy, and she like went on about her day, and I never saw her again.
So you think the tumors disappeared?
I do. I do. And this woman was unhoused.
Unhoused. And she was healed by a Black Lives Matter female. Unhoused woman. If you believe that, I have ice water with chili pepper and watermelon juice in it over the Sahara Desert. You're welcome to it. This female was in the government. Somebody voted her in. They said the drink sounds kind of good with ice water with chili pepper and watermelon juice. Amazing. How come Derek not let it release that call? I wonder why. My country is gone. It's not going to get any better. Isn't that amazing? It's not going to get any better. My America is gone. Just think about that. You defund the police. You vote in a crazy female who claims she healed tumor, and a Black Lives Matter person. Worse than the KKK, Black Lives Matter is. and a quarter to the heel, quote-unquote, Representative Cori Bush, a Democrat from Missouri, vowed revenge on a top pro-Israel PAC after she lost the primary. She vowed revenge. This same person that healed a housed, unhoused person tumor, a Black Lives Matter person who healed an unhoused person tumor, according to the Hill, Cori Bush, Democrat from Missouri, vowed revenge on a top pro-Israel PAC after she lost the primary in her re-election campaign on Tuesday. The group boasted I can't hear you. Oh, okay. Hold on. Let me turn my light back on my computer. Okay, sorry, my computer. The group boosted her opponent in a tightly contested race. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Knocking off a second member of the Progressive Squad this cycle. She's part of the squad that is gone now. The squad is out. At least this one. Here's a picture of the squad. All evil. Look, you're looking right at the devil. All three of them. That's the squad. If you're watching it live, we're showing pictures of the squad. Cortez, who's
Rashida
that?
Tlaib. I remember Ayanna Pressley right in the middle there. They got that Ilhan Omar.
Yeah.
And they got that guy in the middle.
They got a man as part of the
squad.
Yeah,
who's that guy again? The guy who goes, you show him the data.
But
the guy who's yelling at Republicans over
there. Yeah.
I forget his name.
Who are the other two?
Rashida Tlaib and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
And those in the way in the back?
Those are the ones below the guy. And the one in the back is Cori Bush on the left and Ilhan Omar on the top right.
What a mess. In our government. Think about that. And last but not least, here is Cori Bush's response to the loss. Watch this from the Hill.
Pulling me away from my position as congresswoman, all you did was take some of the strings off. Let's be clear. Let's talk about what it really is. Because see, now I don't have to worry about some strings that I have attached, and as much as I love my job, but all they did was radicalize me, and so now they need to be afraid.
You already radicalized.
See, now they about to see this other Cori, this other side, because let me say this. I just grew up a whole lot more over the last few weeks. Just grew up a whole different way, and so what they are about to get. So the thing is this. The thing is this, I don't think that anything, there is nothing that happens in my life that happens in vain. So if this happened, it's because it was meant to happen. And let me say, AIPAC, I'm coming to tear your kingdom down.
Wow. She said, now you're about to see the other side of her. I wonder what happened to that side that healed the unhoused woman of the tumor. You about to see the other side of her. This female was in government. This female, according to report, was part of Black Lives Matter. And you voted her into government. Defund the police. Amazing, huh? And you think my country coming back? It's not. It's not. It's gone forever. Goodbye, America. But you still can have a good life if you take control of your life. 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Alex out of Pennsylvania. Alex, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
And I just wanted to touch on that movie that you watched, I think, this weekend. So that one was called Halloween Kills. So that one came out in 2021. So that's with Michael Myers, right? The one with the hockey mask, that's Jason. That's Friday.
Oh, yeah. That's Friday the 13th.
Yeah, so that's two different series. So I suggest if you like Halloween Kills, the one you just watched,
yes,
you should watch the original. The original came out in 1978, directed by John Carpenter. I think it's the best horror film ever made. I think you should watch it. I think you'll like it. So.
All right on. Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Alex.
Sure. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Amazing. Hey, thank you, man. I really do appreciate it. Willis is out of Massachusetts. There's a line open. Willis, welcome to the show. You're on the air. I mean, Will,
hello,
not Willis, but Will.
How's it going, Jesse?
Hello?
I'm so happy to meet you, man.
Thank you. Will, hold on. Don't hang up. Your phone is not coming across well. You're cutting in and out. Hold on, Will. Sarah is out of North Carolina. Sarah, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Oh, hold on.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
Hey, Sarah. Welcome to the show.
I just have one question for you.
Okay.
Can you answer one question?
Go ahead.
Okay. So this is a continuation from our conversation on Friday. Who do you think abortion and IVF benefit, feminists or good women?
It benefits evil women.
Evil and what kind of women? Feminists or good women?
No such thing as good women.
Okay, so children of the lie or not children of the lie? Who does it benefit?
I don't quite understand your question, Sarah.
Who does abortion and IVF benefit? Is it children of the lie or not the children of the lie?
I don't understand the question. Can you ask me in a different way?
Okay. So if you just said that abortion benefits wicked women, right?
The women who kill men, children on the inside the womb are evil women. And they get a thrill out of killing the man's children.
So why would you support Trump's policies on abortion and IVF in his attempt to appeal to evil, wicked women voters?
I don't know Trump's policy on that.
And so his policy is up to 15 weeks.
I neither support it or not, but I would still vote for him.
Okay, well, that's fair, but do you think if his policy is 15 weeks, which J.D. Vance have said, would you say today that policy is evil?
I would say that I don't know because I would need to understand why Trump is supporting it.
Well, there's videos, and he say he supports the abortion pill, and that's where a majority of abortions take place. So will you now say that that is an evil thing?
No.
So how does it feel to be okay with one of the tenets of feminism? One of the tenets of feminism is abortion.
No,
and
that's
IVF,
not true. That's not
yes,
true.
It is.
No,
the
it's not.
The witches came out and said abortion is one of the pillars of feminism.
Sarah,
yes.
That's
yes.
One of the pillars of Christian women, too. There are as many...
No. Those are
Sarah,
feminists.
Sarah.
They're not real Christians.
Sarah.
Yes, go ahead.
Calm down.
Go ahead.
There are as many Christian women who are having abortions as non-Christian. And they're doing it in the name of God.
So next, what type of a woman?
What do you say about that?
I disagree. I don't think the Bible tells them to get abortions, whereas the feminists.
What do you say about the fact that there are a bunch of Christian women having abortion who are taking
it? I think it's wicked.
They're taking the morning. They're taking the morning after pill. They are. They're having abortions and everything, and they're not feminine.
I think it's wicked.
They're not feminine women.
Yeah, they are. They just because they don't identify it doesn't mean they don't move like it. So with the
what do you
idea,
mean by that?
So they're
what do you
Christian
mean by
in
that?
They're Christian in name only. If a person is acting like a Satan, walking like a Satan, talking like a Satan, and calling themselves Christian, you're not going to say that's a Christian. You're going to say that is a child of Satan.
Sarah, so that doesn't make sense to me.
Of course it doesn't. So now,
all right,
sir,
I got to run. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Will. Let me see if Will is ready now. Thank you, Sarah, because I don't know if I feel like playing your little game today. Will. Willis. Is it Willis?
Hello, Jesse?
Wills, go ahead.
Hi, Jesse. I've always wanted to meet you, Jesse. Happy International Men's Year. This is a year for men.
Amazing. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I just have a couple questions about my relationship with my partner.
Okay. Your wife?
Not quite. But
your girlfriend?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is she your wife or girlfriend?
My girlfriend. Trying to make her my wife.
And why do you call a partner instead of girlfriend?
Because that's what she likes to be called.
Oh, she does? Okay, go ahead.
So she's pregnant right now. She's 6 months in. And
who?
I know
it
could be me. I think it's me. I hope it's me. I'm kind of nervous.
Don't be nervous. It might not be yours.
I don't know. She's kind of odd. I think it's mine.
Okay.
That's why I'm calling you, just because I don't know.
Wow.
She's going out late at night. She's being out till 1 a.m. and she tells me she's just going to the bar with her friends.
Go ahead.
I know you don't like abortion, but is postpartum abortion a possibility?
I don't.
I'm not
either like abortion. I'm not for it. I would never encourage anyone to do it. Except if the life of the mother, if the woman going to definitely lose her life, she going to die in some kind of way from it. I think the woman she deserves to live first, and she's already living. So I never would encourage abortion for anyone.
Okay, I understand. Should I get a DNA test? What should I do, Jesse?
Absolutely. If you have any doubt at all, if you have one iota of doubt that it might not be yours, I would highly recommend you get one, because if not, you're going to end up paying for a baby that's not even yours.
Just I have something to tell you. I'm kind of embarrassed to say in front of all these people, Jesse.
Hold on, buddy. Hold on. See what's up with him, James, so maybe he shouldn't put his stuff out here in the public. The treasure chest is now open on DLive. I got to take a quick break, and I'll come back to you. Treasure chest is open on DLive, 888-7753. He doesn't sound like he should be putting his stuff in the street. But let me see. James is checking it out. Back in a moment. Short break. So I asked the question, are you better than a child molester? I've discovered over the 30 years of counseling, the one thing that's missing, and I think because it's not taught in the homes or talked about, we don't have examples of it, right? Is love. Our theme this year is to bring back Christianity, to love God with all our heart, soul, and might, our neighbor as ourselves, and to endure. And there, when you're in a fallen state, people will judge the molester but think they're better than the molester. And I ask, well, why do you think you're better? What I realize, it doesn't matter what you think about yourself or how much you have or don't have or how you accomplish things in life or don't. If you have no love, you have nothing. Okay, folks, don't forget to like, follow, ring the bell, subscribe, Make sure you subscribe, ring the bell, all that on social media, all right? And I'm going to get to your super chats here in a minute. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning, the Hake Report. And then after the Hake Report, Joy of Friday TV, He Black, at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then at 2 p.m. Pacific time, make sure to check out our own network, Punchy TV, punchy.tv, a brand new episode there at 2 p.m. And at 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m. Pacific time. And let me just give you the little teaser from the Punchy TV. Hosted by me and my experts. All of us are hosted on it, and not just one person. And so you need to, I recommend you catch the brand new episode. Watch this. That's deep.
That was my favorite clip.
That's deep.
Of the whole thing.
So deep. Why?
That was my favorite one.
What the hell was deep about that?
It was a little bit of a tear jerker. Not that it jerked any, I've never cried.
Man.
This is the thing about women too, they're just like kids.
What you're saying is true, but it doesn't show grace like a person.
How do you know I'm not showing grace? How do you know I don't have that space?
Fight.
Punchy.
Yeah, how do you know I don't have the grace that I didn't leave
because
the space?
It's not
jump
coming
over
off.
The
it's,
console right now.
It's not coming off as that.
Who is grace? For the first time, you're going to see Joel and the Anchor Baby fighting. Fight. Punchy TV. Punchy.tv at 2 p.m. on Punchy, on YouTube and Punchy.tv. All right. Let me go back to the busy fall. Wills. Okay, Wills, go ahead.
Hey, Jesse, can I talk now?
Yes, sir. Go ahead, buddy.
Oh, I'm so happy you called me. Thank you so much, sir.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to let you know, my girlfriend is pregnant. I don't know if it's mine, but I want to know, is this of the devil? I have two boyfriends as well, and they're both pregnant. Is that of the devil, Jesse? Be honest.
Amazing. Thank you, Will. I knew you was up to something. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Amazing. Let me go to Cody, a first-time caller out of Minnesota. Cody, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, how you doing, Jesse?
All is well, sir.
I'm very pleased to talk to you. I've been a long-time fan, and, I've tried to call for a while now over the past couple of years. Just, I guess you got a lot of people up in here, huh?
It's been busy.
Yes, sir. For my question, I just recently moved to Minnesota, and obviously, Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib is from here. I was curious on what your opinion is about her, and I guess what you think the people could do to exterminate this evil and tyranny from our leaders.
They got to they should vote out these women, these radical men and women, and vote in men who will stand up and work for them and not against them. You know, work lower the taxes, keep the police operating, working for them to protect the people who are not committing a crime, get away from this race hustling thing, and just really just work for the people. Make repair the roads, lower the taxes, put a wall around the borders, and things like that. And this female, Tlaib, according to the report, she's the first Palestinian-American woman to serve in Congress, and one of the first two Muslim women elected to Congress, according to Wikipedia. And we should not have Palestinians in our government.
I agree. I completely agree.
It's insane, man.
I completely agree, Jesse. And so basically, what you're saying is everybody to follow in the steps of the Great White Hope. Is that right?
That'd be a good start. That's for sure.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So maybe are you going to run now that you moved there? Will you run for office?
I'll tell you what, Jesse. I've been thinking about it for quite a long time, and the thing that really stops me is just I know how they'd come after my children and my fiance, that's just an evil. Like Trump said, it's just a nasty life, and you really, you know. You got to be willing to sacrifice a lot for it, and
especially nowadays in government. Government has never been pretty, but nowadays you really have to be ready for it if you want to get into government, because it is the hearts and minds of the men and women of government today is pure evil.
Right.
It's pure evil.
I've been thinking about it, and I'm not sure what it is for Minnesota. I know I was looking into Illinois when I still lived there, but I'm not sure what the requirements are for Minnesota. I mean,
well, now that you're there, you can take your time and just kind of look around. Don't make quick decisions about it. And if it looked like it could work for you, because we definitely need the country need men to take over the government again, in order to lead the people in the right way to go.
I completely agree. I find that so amazing that people have been, just persuaded into thinking that women could lead. And it's not really a sexist thing. It's just it is about women and they're just more emotional. You know this, And any man who acts like a woman shouldn't be leading, beta, right? You know what I mean? They don't know.
Absolutely.
They don't know what's right, and they think with emotion, and they have bleeding hearts.
That's why we need to put back, bring back the order of God, God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. And I guarantee you, if the order was restored, we could have peace on earth.
I completely agree with that, and whether that goes for us as a Christian nation or even Iraq as a Muslim nation, as long as these people stay true to their God and a value system, I think that's really what we're missing. And as a 23-year-old, I can tell you, growing up in America, especially in a state like Illinois, it's so degenerate. It's so lacking of value and meaning.
Yeah,
and that's why I've done a complete 180. I mean,
how many children do you have?
I have six kids, three of my own, three stepchildren. But
how old are you?
I'm 23, sir.
Why you have six kids at 23? What the?
I love children. I love
evidently.
Being a father. Evidently, that's right. Yeah.
Wow. So the woman you're about to marry, she already had three or something?
That's correct. That's correct.
So yeah. She been married before?
She has not been married before, no.
And have you been married before?
I have not, no.
Really? And so you're going to marry a woman with three children already?
That's right. The father isn't, not to get too personal about it, but their father hasn't been around. And, I've been their only father figure for the 3 years that I've been in their life. And, I just really see it as my duty. I mean, if I'm here, how could I not be a father to them? What am I going to do? Treat my kids as a dad and not them as well.
How old is she?
She is 31.
And you're 23?
Yes, sir.
So you're about to marry a woman who already has three kids. She's 31 and you're 23?
Yes, sir.
And your children, are they by her or someone else?
I have one child that is with somebody else. I had him when I was 18.
Right.
And I have two twins, a boy and a girl, that are with her. So. And however many come, we'll just let God decide that. So.
Why are you marrying a woman that's so old already and already have children?
Well,
It's like, he's like your mother. You marry your mother.
No, I know what you're saying, Jesse. And
what am I saying?
I've prescribed to this point of view as well. With older women and everything. But I mean, even though I'm 23, I feel like I'm 40.
You may feel like you're 40, but you're not 40. And by the time this woman's done with you, you will be 40.
Oh man. I just have a much older person's mindset. I had my son when I was when I was 18, and things didn't go well with his mother, and she just hasn't been a mother to him, and my fiance has been that mother. She's really taken good care of my children, and I love her for it. Like we have issues like anybody else, but,
the one thing I can guarantee you, and without a doubt, I guarantee you this, this woman, this 40 some year, you said 40, right?
No, sir. 30. 31.
I mean, this 31 year old woman that you're involved with three children and you're 23, she see you as a child.
Now, why would you say that?
Because you got women were created for the man to lead them in a marriage, the head of her, right? And she have to tell you what to do. You can't tell her what to do. You can't give her any wisdom and advice. She has to remind you of things. You have to do this and that. She resent the fact that she has to lead you. Plus, she resent the man that is the father to her other children. And now she got your children to deal with. You about to catch hell, man.
No, Jesse, she's a very true woman of God, and
ain't no such thing.
She does let me take the lead.
Let me talk to her.
No, she's not here right now, sir.
Does she obey you?
She certainly does. Yes, sir.
Let me talk to her.
She's not here right now, Jesse.
Oh, she's not there. Okay.
Yes, sir. No,
You're 23, man. She's 31. It's not going to work with all those children and everything.
Well,
do you have a job?
I sure do. I own my own company. I'm a
And she is at work, too?
What's that?
And you said she's at work?
No, she's currently at the store right now. But she stays home with the children, and she homeschools, and especially in a state like Minnesota.
Right.
But... she's a very good woman, Jesse.
No, I know such thing.
Why do you say that?
No such thing as a good woman. You can bank on this. And then I got to run because
of that. As a mother.
You can bank on this. A good woman, 31, 32 years old, will not be married to a 23-year-old guy. You can bank on that.
Okay.
She's not a good woman. A good woman would not be bringing another man between her children, knowing that they need their natural father, that those kids only yearn for their natural father. They don't want a stepmother, and they don't want a stepfather. A good woman would not be married a 23-year-old boy.
Well,
a young man, young man.
Yes, sir.
A 23 woman would not be doing that. I mean, a 31-year-old woman would not be. But you know what? Do what you want, but I promise you, you're going to regret it.
Well, I hope that's not the case. I have a lot invested. I understand where you're coming from, Jesse. You know, and
Be the head of your wife. You can't lead that woman.
But I am, though.
Uh-uh.
We go to church.
Oh, God.
You know, like I said, she homeschools the kids. I run my own company.
With her that she could get a man older than her?
Well, it's not really that. It's just, like I said, their father isn't in the picture, and that was his choice.
But what's wrong with her that she couldn't find an older man?
Well, I don't know.
Is she fat or something?
I guess she sees a older man than me. I mean, you
is
know,
she
like
fat?
I said, is she fat?
Yeah.
No, Jesse.
Well, what's wrong?
Oh, man.
What's wrong with her that she's, and you already have children. Your kids need you and nobody else but you. And what's wrong with her that she's, couldn't find an older man to, if she got to have one, and she already had three children. What's wrong with her that she couldn't find an older man?
Well, I don't think it was that she couldn't find an older man. I'm sure she could if she wanted to. But like I said, you know, Jesse, I had my son when I was 18, and I really stepped up at that point and had to grow up real quick. And I'm not like all these other 23-year-olds out here that are so degenerate. So
does she so obey wacky. You?
She certainly does.
Please,
yes, sir.
Let me talk to her one day.
Okay, I'll be sure to call back with her.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
All right, I appreciate it, Jesse. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Cody. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Canada and talk to Joe. Joe, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Oh, hey, Jesse. Thanks for taking the call, buddy.
Yes, sir.
So I know it's kind of approaching the end of the show, so I'll try to keep it spiffy here. Oh,
all right.
So the main word I'm looking at here is restitution. So I wanted to get your honest opinion on if I recognize that I've harmed people in my past in my fallen state, and I'm very aware of the way I've harmed people, how important is it for me to go to those people and seek restitution and try to right those wrongs? What is your opinion on that?
What do you mean by seek restitution and right the wrong?
I mean, okay, so my life was just absolute hellhole. Right. It got worse and worse and worse. I met some people that pointed me back to God. And, you know, they taught me different things like that are very much in alignment with what you talk about, like practicing presence, you know, recognition of my own wrongs, how not blaming other people, teaching me different methods on how to watch my thoughts.
But what do you
like
mean
that.
By restitution?
I mean, like, I've hurt somebody in my fallen state.
Right.
And they're in my past, maybe some from a couple years ago, maybe some from decades ago. How important is it that I go and seek those people out to right those wrongs in order?
Well, number one, there's no such thing as righting a wrong, right? That doesn't exist. But if there's someone that you have offended and you're able to go to them and apologize for it because now you understand, then of course go and do it. But if you can't get them, just realize you couldn't help yourself. Don't judge yourself, and you move on so that you don't end up repeating it.
Okay, so you're saying don't go looking in phone books and yearbooks.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
If it's not someone that you can just, hey, you know what? I was wrong. I'm sorry. And move on. Yeah. And don't, you can't, all you do is apologize for what you did and you move on. But don't be looking up older people. Don't look, just keep it simple and start living your life.
Yeah, because, I mean, like, I tried doing that in the past, and, like, I'm, like, doing all these things because I'm, like, I would say I was desperately seeking a relationship with God, picking up whatever sounded good for people.
Right, but don't be desperately seeking a relationship with God either.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, don't desperately, you just relax, and the Father will guide you. You know, desperation is of darkness. It's not of the light. So drop mm-hmm. that as well.
Yeah, that makes sense, Jesse.
All right. So just, if there's someone close to you or nearby that you can you fix my computer? That you can, close by you, hey, you know what? I realized I was wrong. I'm sorry. And just move on, but don't look for people. Don't look in phone booths. And don't sit around and thinking about the past. You just live for right now. You'll be fine, all right?
Okay, I hear that.
All right.
And then I just have one other question. And when is it not God's will?
When is it not God's will? It's not God's will whenever you think you're in control.
Mm. Okay, I'm going to smoke on that.
All right, buddy. Call me again, all right?
Thanks, Jesse.
All right, buddy. 888-775-3773. Super chat.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, Jen C., very generous, 10 coffees.
Thank you.
Good morning, JLP Universe. The Olympic Games are going to be back in L.A. What will the events be? Carjacking? Burglary? Knockout game? Fiery but peaceful protesting and smash and grab?
And go,
laughing face with tears coming out sideways.
That's a good point. It's going to be a mess. I don't think the Olympic is for guys anymore. I know the one they're having now. I think it's all girls. And so I believe it'll just be a continuation of that in L.A. I don't think, because every time I see the highlight or somebody mention the news just about girls, I think it's not the real Olympic. It's just girl Olympic. Is that right, James? I don't think there are guys in it.
Right. I'm going to say yes. You're right about that.
Okay. So, you gave me some stats on Gutmaker or somebody.
Gutmaker.
Did you send me that?
I wrote that in.
Yeah,
oh,
Nick.
What did you say? Because I lost it on my computer.
It was so interesting. You were telling that person about
Sarah.
Abortion and how Christians are
having
abortions.
I don't know what Sarah was talking about.
But so it turns out, according to the Gutmaker Institute, a study from 2014.
Listen to this, Sarah.
Yeah, Gutmaker Institute reported in 2014 that 64% of women getting abortions identified as religious, like they believe in God. 30% of those were Protestant. 24% of those were Catholic.
Amazing. There are more women, Christian women, having abortions, Sarah, than non-Christian women nowadays. So I don't really know what, I don't want to, did you hear Sarah call?
A little bit.
I don't know what she was saying.
I wasn't paying close attention to it.
Oh, okay.
She's the one who was like, oh, Trump changed he's catering to the pro-abortion people now.
Oh.
So.
Okay. I just didn't get it.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Nick. That's it. So hear that, Sarah. Okay.
Thank you, Jen C., for your 10 coffees.
Yeah, thank you.
Those Olympic Games should be pretty interesting in L.A.
You can say that again.
C on C, a coffee. Jesse, hello.
Hey, Sia.
I think the voting system is something by these evil politicians. I don't think that the voting blah, blah, blah. Donald Trump just slipped away. She's trying to get our... I disavow Sion. Anyway, Donald Trump just slipped away from them first time. If they knew he will win by epic numbers, they're going to try to stop him. This country, they're going to try to stop him regardless.
Yeah.
The country is so far gone, I don't know what's going to happen. We just wait and see, like you be saying.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Sam. Have a way to see about everything, that's for sure. Thank you.
Isaiah gave a payment on Cash App. The truth is awesome.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Isaiah.
Thank you, Isaiah.
Yeah, thank you.
Shout out to the top contributors on DLive. Severio Jones, Aries 1, Scott Ashley Sexton, A, is a monthly subscriber, I guess. Cactus Eater Bear and Games for Rec and Kid Combo 1. Thank you guys all for your support over there. And let me just double check on the thing. Thank you guys. I do believe that that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all so much. I do appreciate it. Let me go quickly to, is it Taka? First time. Oh, man. Taka.
Yes, sir.
Real fast. I know you can, I'm running out of time. I hear the music.
Oh, that's not my music.
No, it's, can you call me back? I'm out of time with the show. The show is over. Are you able to call me another day?
Yes.
All right, call me again. I'm running out of time, buddy. I wanted to get to your call because it seemed like it was so interesting, too.
Yeah, appreciate it, sir. Thank you, sir.
All right. I am so out of time, folks. I don't know where the time went. It is Monday already. Listen, support us on social media. Like, follow, subscribe, ring the bell. Hit the follow button. All right. The Hake Report is coming up now. TheHakeReport.com. And then Joel Friday TV. He Black, Joel Friday TV. And then the Punchin' TV, Punchin.TV at 2 p.m. And at 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby. Thank you for your support. I'll be back tomorrow, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Country and Western Tuesday. Rick out of Virginia. Colton out of Missouri. Colton wanted to know, my friend is a slap maker. How to help my slap, have my friend. You can't help your friend, Colton. Don't even try. You can't help another person. They have to want to change. All right. So I'm glad I answered that. Don't just go live your life, wish them well. You cannot change another person. But don't be mad at them. Bye. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back, because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. I have books that are amazing. Highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. The blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to rebuildingtheman.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663.